T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Good morning. Happy day before Friday. My name is Edgar. Thank you for hanging out with us. This is Brian. Good morning, bro.
What's cracking?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Also call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
What's cracking, y'all?
Oh, man. Got to tell you guys, hilarious, embarrassing story that happened to me yesterday. Brian, Chelsea were definitely present, and we're all just cracking up about it. And unfortunately, there's a picture, or fortunately, that captured the embarrassing moment. And it was in front of Halsey and her new man, Youngblood. He's a British rock star, and they have a new song out called 11 Minutes. We're actually going to play a little bit of the interview later on around 7:45 today, so stay tuned for that. But it's 11 minutes, so we're done doing the interview after the show yesterday, right? And we're all taking a group picture like we do afterwards all the time with the artists that we hang out with.
Always ends up being an awkward moment for me, regardless of what I do. I want someday.
Because of your height.
Yes, someday. Well, that also, like, rappers ignore me. I have a Juice WRLD debacle that will always haunt me forever when he was texting in the middle of a photo. No, like, for me, it's always embarrassing and awkward because, like, I need The Rock to come here. You know what I mean? Like, I need, like, a grown-ass man to come in this room so I don't look like I'm everybody's dad.
You need Andre the Giant to come through,
yeah,
right?
It just makes... I look at him, I'm like, oh, God, come on. Oh.
So we're all gathering together to take a picture, and all of a sudden I say, hey, it'd be a cool idea if we all throw up, like, our index fingers representing the number 11 for 11 minutes, right? So, Halsey and Youngblood. Youngblood's like, yeah, rock and roll, bro. You know, all
this
stuff.
Well, there was a little bit of delay. Everyone's like,
no,
yeah.
There was no delay. I said, that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
So maybe that's what the delay was. But then they kind of went along with it. But it was like, it was kind of this weird, awkward moment in that moment.
It's just to me, like, Edgar's such a sweetheart that he's like, let's just throw up our hands. Like, we're like, basically looks like you're measuring how people measure their junk. Like, it's like, this girl, oh, look at that.
Exactly. So that's the point. It's like, I threw up my fingers, my index fingers, my right finger, my left finger, and didn't realize at that moment that it looked like that. And then I thought about it. I was like, oh, you know what? Never mind. I didn't say what it was. I just said, never mind. And that's when Brian spoke up. It was like, yeah, it looks like we're measuring penises.
Yep.
And
exactly.
Then I was like, oh my gosh.
Never to not call anyone.
It's really what, hey, listen, I saved everybody. Well, I thought I saved everybody. That's the thing. I thought I saved us from making that horrid mistake. Apparently, I'm the only one who didn't do it.
Yeah, you're good.
You are.
But in that moment, all kinds of pictures were shot. Taken of us.
All different angles, too.
All different angles of us throwing up the 11s. And there's a picture up on our Instagram stories at 97.1 Amp Radio. And it's just hilarious because where everybody decided to put their index fingers in the sense of, like, how far apart is the funniest thing. You know, I had them pretty close together. Halsey had it pretty close together. Youngblood had it pretty close together. And then Chelsea.
Whoops.
Tell us about yours, Chelsea.
It was more like 11 inches.
Chelsea looked like she was trying to land an airplane at LAX with those two orange sticks. Like, put it right here. Here we go.
I need to do a deep dive into my subconscious. What's going on right now? I don't know what it's trying to tell me.
You got to see this picture. It's absolutely ridiculous. At 97.1 Amp Radio up on our stories.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
If you love smartphones, check this out. Apple just got its new idea for the new iPhone that's going to come out in a year. It's called the Galaxy Fold. It is pretty dope. It's trending everywhere right now. Galaxy Fold. It's not a flip phone, guys. Do not call it a flip phone, okay? It's a fold. Galaxy Fold, and let me just kind of describe it to you. So it's basically, it looks like a Galaxy or like an iPhone, just normal, right? But then what happens is that, not when you flip it open, but when you unfold it, like a book, right? Like a book, when you open it, it then opens up to a 7.3-inch tablet screen. So whatever you're looking on the phone, on the screen, when it's folded, all of a sudden opens up to a bigger screen, and it's basically like you're carrying around a tablet that folds in and out like that. What are you guys' thoughts on that?
I've dropped my phone enough. Having two screens to worry about, it just seems like a really bad idea.
You should lock that thing up in a safe, man.
Chelsea, you're out. And I was talking to producer Brad about this. He's a techie kind of cat. And it reminds us of the Sidekick back in the day.
The Sidekick is back. We now have, we don't even need computers anymore. This thing is jam-packed with RAM. It's going to be the coolest thing ever.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's what Samsung... Here's what Samsung needs to go ahead and do. Stop inventing new phones. Figure out a way that Samsung users can iMessage. So I don't got that green text. And then when you have a group message, that one Samsung person is just stuck in it forever. Just fix that. We don't need you to come up with what looks like a damn Etch-A-Sketch that you unfold. Like, fix that thing.
Preach.
Dude, that is so true, man. When you're on a group text, everybody has an iPhone. Then there's that one person with the Android. It starts a whole nother conversation, like on your text. You're like, no, I don't want that. And it's funny because when they were announcing this, everybody was like Matt Stoke cheering it on, you know, like in the audience. And then they announced the price. And then literally people groaned. They're like, ooh, like they got sucked in the gut. It's going to cost $1,980 for the Galaxy Fold.
It's $2,000. Stop trying to trick us with your $20 off discount. Ooh, gimmicks. Oh, we got to keep it under $2,000. It's like right there. After you do all the fees and taxes, and I'm with Chelsea, man. That's too many screens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, that thing is not going to work. After you drop it one time, it's going to disintegrate.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because I was watching different promos for it, and they interviewed some lady about it. And she's like, oh my gosh, this is perfect because my daughter's going to be so excited because she always wants my phone, but the screen's too small. So now just unfold it and she can do whatever she wants and watch her favorite YouTube videos on it. You are not going to give a $2,000 phone to your three-year-old.
Well,
no. Just be honest. If your three-year-old is at a restaurant acting too much like a psychopath, you'll give, I don't care how much money it is. You're like, take the phone! Just shut up!
Your silence is worth $2,000.
100%.
Allegedly, it may be dropping April 26th, only on AT&T and T-Mobile. This is interesting because I was talking to a homie that works for Verizon Corporate. I'm like, yo, how come you guys at times are delayed in picking up certain phones? I'm like, well, we wait for them to work out all the kinks on the other cell phone companies, and then we pick it up. Interesting. Kind of like what Apple does. They wait till Samsung figures it out, and then they launch a better version of it a year later.
Well, I just think the funny thing with Apple is they like just decided this is their design, whether it comes goes to laptops or phones, and they're not changing nothing. Sorry. They're like, yep, this is what it's going to look like forever. We don't need gimmicks. We don't need nothing. We got you guys. And I think it comes down to that blue text message.
At the end of the day.
Sometimes you get a green text, and you're like, ooh, are you okay?
Judging. Yep.
Oh my,
so much judgment.
Is your life okay?
Want to talk about it?
Chelsea's like, deal breaker. I've broken up with dudes because of that.
What? Yeah. You're an Android? 100%.
The Chelsea Report.
So yesterday, Beyonce and Jay-Z paid an unexpected tribute to Meghan Markle. It was during their Brit Awards acceptance speech. They took home the prize for Best International Group, and they weren't at the award show to accept it, but they sent in a video message where basically in it they recreate their ape-ish music video wearing kind of like the plaid, their like light-colored clothes.
Right.
Pastel. That's what I'm looking for.
I was like,
for.
If you're looking for Edgar pastel. And I to jump in on this fashion conversation, like, girl, you are swimming alone on that one.
Pastel-colored suits.
I'm like corduroy.
Jumpers? Rompers? What are we doing?
Still waking up. And they're standing in front of the Mona Lisa painting, but instead of it being the iconic painting, it's Meghan Markle's face. Here's their acceptance speech.
Thank you so much to the Brit Awards for this incredible honor. You guys have always been so supportive. Everything is love. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Why? Also, I think that, I hope so. I'm not sure. They didn't address
like,
it.
I want to be in the video. Why am I not?
I know. I think she was like, why are you doing that? Because basically at the end of the video, they turn around and face the Meghan Markle Mona Lisa, like kind of bowing to her.
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool because it's basically like a very subtle, powerful statement. She's basically, and what, well, we don't know for sure, but what I think is she's kind of standing in solidarity with Meghan because obviously, you know, Meghan is half black and it's Black History Month. And she's, especially lately, dealt with a lot of drama with the UK tabloids. Like they haven't been very nice to her, especially during her pregnancy. So, so I think it was a very powerful statement. And also, Beyonce like posted it and congratulated Meghan on her pregnancy, which is just a very nice thing to do.
That's dope.
Wish they would have done a real G move and painted her as the queen.
She did have a little crown on.
She had a crown on and she had like pearls around her neck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, all right, the Khloe Kardashian Tristan Thompson cheating scandal. It's just too much. Just as a recap, Tristan cheated on Khloe with Kylie's best friend, low blow.
Yeah. That's a nice run right there.
Her name's Jordan Woods, and it hasn't been confirmed by anyone from the Kardashian-Jenner clan yet, but their actions are speaking very loud, speaking for them. Kim Kardashian has already unfollowed Tristan and Jordan on Instagram, in your face. Khloe's done the same thing and even started scrubbing Tristan from her social media.
Oh, damn.
That's a whole nother level.
Yeah, so she's deleting pictures, and it's pictures of like her and Tristan and then True, their daughter.
Damn,
so it's like family photos. Khloe also liked a tweet that said, Tristan is a sick man and Jordan is a terrible woman. And the crazy thing is that a day prior to this news breaking, Khloe left a sweet comment for Jordan on one of her Instagrams saying baby girl, like a sweet thing.
Mm-hmm.
But sources close to the family are saying that obviously they're kind of at a loss for words because Jordan is literally a family to them. You know, she actually has lived with Kylie, but the latest report is that she moved out. Kylie,
yeah, that's what I was
going
to say. If you're Kylie, do you completely peace out on your best friend, Jordan, after what she did, if this is true?
She's a homewrecker, man. And I say that knowing Tristan's a scumbag piece of garbage who's lucky he got a second shot.
Right.
But still, like, you gotta stand with your sisters, man. You can't just, like, let Jordan be around. Sorry.
Chelsea, that's how you kind of think about it. If you're in Kylie's shoes, do you peace out your lifelong best friend?
I think you have to.
Yeah.
I think family is so important. And it also, the what she did, it's like, you can't trust her again.
Yeah.
Like, this is, it's not like, and not that this would be better, but like, if, say, her and Tristan were in love, whatever, that's still not, wouldn't be a better case. But like, that's not even the case. It's not even like there's a chance of them to be together. Like, clearly, Tristan's just a playboy, you know? He's just hooking up. And there's also rumor that he was hooking up with other girls that night. So it's clearly, she just is not a trustworthy person. And so, I mean, it wouldn't be either way, but I
mean, you either write Jordan out of your life or you get written out of the next season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So,
yeah. Hey, new reality show. Kylie needs a new best friend.
Yeah, right?
You know what? I'm done with their reality shows.
I'm down for that.
Chelsea!
Oh, God.
Can I petition for that? That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app to listen to us anytime, anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, familia, this morning we're asking you, who did you dirty? Vent about it and then release it, all right? Angie from Van Nuys, good morning.
Good morning.
Angie, you sound so cool. Who the heck dared to do you dirty?
So last year, around July, this was like maybe not even a month after I just had my baby. Listen, I never usually go through anybody's phone, but it was like, God telling me, hey, you know, check his phone or something. Mm-hmm. No, this is my husband, by the way. And I went through text messages. I went through Snapchat. I went through Facebook, all of his social media. And I found out the whole time that we've been married, he is cheating on me. Mm-hmm. And right after I found out he was cheating on me, he was actually talking to a really close friend of mine from Cali. Because, I moved to Virginia for him. You know, she was basically like a sister to me. And he wasn't cheating on me with her. He was just like talking crap about me behind my back with her and claiming that our newborn baby is not his. These are conversations that were going on for like 2 or 3 years.
Oh, wow, Angie.
Awful. 2 or 3 years. So mind you, that's a lot of scrolling, but you know, I had to.
It's like my thumb was getting tired.
Yes, I'm like, I had to get clarity. And I was
going
just like,
deep.
Mind you, before I got married, I've been struggling with severe depression and anxiety it's been almost 15 years now. You know, I got bullied in school and I'm just like, this really, truly broke me. And it broke me to the point to where I went to my doctor and I'm just like, you know, the doctors ask you, oh, how's the baby? How are you doing? And I'm just like, oh, you know, my baby's fine, but I'm not okay. You know, my depression just came back 10 times fold. And I told her everything that happened between my husband and I. And, you know, he only went to one doctor's appointment with me.
Angie, you're an absolute warrior. You're a survivor of many things. And as a single mom, I'm glad that your baby has you as a role model of how to never give up. So congratulations on that. You're a great example for your baby.
Oh, thank you so much. And I truly appreciate that, you guys. I mean, she's not our only child together. We have four girls together.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Love you, Angie. Yeah. And I think you said something really, really important early on in this conversation that I think a lot of people are going to do. Now, you said, God told me to go look at a cell phone. So I think that's going to be in a lot of people's prayers today. Should I, God, look at my significant other's
Don't start putting that on God.
Holy Spirit, yes.
God is very busy right now. If you need to look at a phone,
like,
do
God,
it.
God, just send me the word. Send me a sign, guys.
Yeah, it's so true.
I'm also glad to say that I'm back in church, and I'm so happy to surround myself around godly people.
Amen.
And
awesome.
You know, Edgar, I truly admire watching you and Ariella and Janet have that strong faith in God. You know, it makes me hopeful, you know what I mean? Yeah. It brings my face back, you know, thank God I'm back.
And also, let's not rule out just a-holes treating you like garbage.
Very true.
Angie,
exactly.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that, and definitely God's at the center of our family and our life, and I'm glad you're back plugged in, Angie. Love you, girl. Have a great week.
Love you guys so much. You too. God bless you guys.
Bye. Blessings.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
They say that, you know, your wedding day is supposed to be one of the happiest days of your life. And a lot of times, especially if you've experienced all this, it's really just the day that's filled with the most drama, especially leading up to it, dealing with the bridesmaids, dealing with la suegra or the mother-in-law, your mom trying to make it their wedding. Just a lot of drama goes on, right? But check out this story. A 20-year-old SoCal bride has gone viral with her story for uninviting her very own mom and two of her cousins from her upcoming wedding for the wildest reason, guys. And that's because she had her bridal party commit and sign a contract that they would eat vegan and not use animal products at her wedding.
What?
And for the rest of their life.
That's dumb.
Oh my gosh. I mean, she's the person who gives veganism a bad name.
Right?
You know what I mean? Because it's like, I have a lot of vegans in my life. I've done vegan for, you know, 4 months was the most I made it. But like, it's great. It's a great thing if you can do it, and I respect it. But like, when you start pushing it on other people, like, that's when you turn people off.
It's like religion. You got to believe in it. You can't force it on somebody, right? I think she did everybody in her life a favor. I dare you, give me any reason to not go to your wedding. You sign. I don't care what that contract says. I slide it right back across the table, and I'm like, guess what? I just freed up a Saturday.
Exactly. So I guess the reasoning why she uninvited her mom and her two cousins is because she heard that they were just going to be fake vegans for a day and not for the rest of their life. And how do we know about this story? Because this 20-year-old bride went to Facebook, of course, and titled this post, Vegan Revolution. And she was asking for advice from other vegans on, can you believe, because her family's like saying, hey, you can't uninvite your own mom.
Well, they're like, just like, bye.
You want her to be there, and your cousins, they're close to you, they love you, so on and so forth. So she's like, can you believe family members are trying to guilt trip me into inviting and hosting murderers?
Oh my gosh.
To my wedding?
I hope her parents aren't paying for the wedding, because that would be next level bratty.
I mean, if you're going to try to make your... One, I think this whole thing's ridiculous, and I think that it's the most millennial thing I've ever heard in my life. But what I would say is, like, I'm not going to go vegan for... You're going to make me sign a lifetime contract for being vegan? Your marriage isn't even a lifetime contract. Statistically, you're probably going to try to get out of that. I'm not going to not eat bacon for you.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
New song, new man, who it is? Halsey is who it is. So yesterday we got to hang out with Halsey and Youngblood, who's a British rocker, and they have a song together called 11 Minutes featuring Travis Barker, and we'll play a little bit in just a second, but it was so awesome to see her so happy, just legit full of joy with this new song, also Youngblood being her in her new relationship, and especially coming off of such a tumultuous relationship with G-Eazy, you know, and she did, and they both confessed how their music collaboration and their romance began, and it might surprise you. It was a pretty dope boss move on behalf of Halsey, but this is their new song called 11 Minutes. Called 11 Minutes right there, and we're about to play for you the moment where they confessed how the collab began and their romance. Check this out.
Yeah.
How did that initial contact begin? Who reached out to who?
She sent me a number on an Instagram DM. That's it.
Sliding into the DM.
Just the DM a number. Slid.
I did the DM slide.
Yeah. Hey. And I was like, that's so cool. I was like,
Wait, what did you say in your DM?
A number and a black car.
I just set my phone.
And I'm just sat there.
I didn't say anything.
I'm just in the studio with my mates. I'm just like, Paul's just DM me a number with a black car. And I'm like, and then it's like, what? Is that, are you sure it's like a real account? I'm like, yeah, it is.
Yeah, they thought it was some fan page trying to catfish you. Yeah. I'm 24, he's 21, I'm a cougar, I get it.
So good.
Just her number and a black heart. That's it in the DM.
I mean, it makes sense because when you're at Halsey's level of fame, you can't, like, you can't afford the screenshot of her really going after it, right? Like, and also sometimes people don't see DMs. What if, you know, she didn't want to put herself out on the line that much and confess too much. I just love the fact that, like, they're just like the rest of us guys.
Uh-huh.
That's how they hook up too.
I love it because I feel like I wasn't sure about their relationship. Like, I love Halsey. I think she's just such a boss ass babe. And like, when I heard that they were kind of maybe dating, I was like, unsure. Like, who is this guy? Mm. But they were at the best energy together. And I loved how, like, literally the whole interview, they're like building each other up. Like, they were like complimenting each other. Halsey's like, no, it was all him. Like, this song, I like commend him for it. And he's like, no, she's a rocker babe. Like, they just had this cool energy between each other that was really cool to be around.
They were both uplifting each other.
Yeah, it
and
was
that's
awesome.
Really what a relationship should be like. Mm-hmm. You know, it's being with somebody that uplifts you, not does the opposite.
Well, he's got like a youthful exuberance for the business still, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think Halsey, and I know she said it, we'll play more of the interview later this week, but that she kind of got to this point where, you know, security's following around everywhere. She's like this megastar, and Youngblood's still excited for everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like everything, like just being at the radio station excited him, and he had such like a youthful, like, just wanted to do everything and have so much fun. And you could see her like kind of like getting drawn into that energy
and a genuine joy for music.
She said,
and that's what she was the most attracted
to. She said, she's like, I forgot how I love this because it's fun to make music, and that's always been great for me. And he reminded me of that, which is so cool.
We're so excited to play the rest of the interview for you guys tomorrow at 8 a.m. There's more than even the stuff we just said. It's so good.
And
you'll be able to hear just how happy Halsey is along with Youngblood. There's a short clip of the video so you can catch their vibe up on our Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio. Check it out for yourself. So tomorrow at 8 a.m., you'll hear what happened right after Youngblood got that DM and he ended up reaching out to her. What did they do next? You'll find out tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What would you want your baby delivery song to be? The song to come out to the world to? Hit us up 877-971-HITS. You can call or text us. I bring this up because my wife and I have been discussing this and debating it. She has like her go-to song that she used when our first daughter was born. My wife's about to pop any second now with our second beautiful Tapatía, our second daughter. And I know we're going to play that one for sure, which is Oceans. And it sounds a little something like this.
My faith will stand.
It's very chill. Mm-hmm. Peaceful. We played it with Ariela and things went extremely well. And we played it because we got Ariela's name while we were in Israel at the Sea of Galilee. Ariela, which means Linus of God in Hebrew. And this song was playing while we're on a boat.
Oh, that's cool.
So it was cool.
You're going to make our suggestions look like real garbage right now.
Well, imagine when we tell that story to our second daughter. What song did you choose for me and why? Right?
Well, I picked it on the radio because you're number two. Don't get a complex about it.
We were at Lake Elsinore and I thought of this song. But anyways, so I'm trying to add to that playlist. Right? So I was thinking of potentially this one that, like, at the moment our second daughter comes out, drop this. And we just hold her up, bro.
That's a lot of pressure, man.
Yeah?
I mean, that's the Lion King.
But, like, Elton John, like, that's solid.
I know it's solid. I'm just saying, like, your baby's going to be, that's a lot of pressure to put on your baby right out the gates.
It's pretty dope, though. Yeah. It doesn't get any better than that. And then I also got a suggestion from Uncle Brian to start brainwashing my second daughter to stay away from dirt bags and play this when she gets born. Not that one. My bad.
That was my real song, man.
Scrub is the kind of can't get no love from me. Can't get no love from me.
Which is a great idea. Start brainwashing her now, Brian. So I appreciate that.
No whack dudes, man.
What about you, Brian? What would you want your delivery room song to be?
Well, one, I know for a fact my girlfriend would punch me in the face if I even brought this up. She's just not, that's not her style. She would, she'd be like, music? Are you kidding me? I don't even know. She said flat out she didn't want me anywhere near her in a delivery room. Wow. She was like, I don't care. She's like, go to a bar. So that's why I love her.
And to that you said, no problem.
Cheers, babe. I'll be at the bar. I picked this song. I was trying to think. I Googled break out of jail songs.
Same thing.
Because I feel like your baby's cooped up and she's ready to roll because she's been kicking and being all feisty inside the womb. Yeah. So I picked Break Free by Ariana and Zed.
There it is.
Everybody comes out with their lights and whatnot. Throw your hands up in the
air. Wave it up.
Glow sticks.
Yeah. Chelsea, what would you want your delivery room song to be?
So I went with, I'll explain after, but I went with Notorious B.I.G., Mo Money, Mo Problems, which samples Diana Ross's I'm Coming Out.
All right. Yeah, coming out.
You can also go with just Mo Money, Mo Problems. Babies are expensive.
Yeah, that's true. I
can confirm that is also true.
You're looking at your bills just doubled in 1 second.
Well, I feel like it's such a boss. That song is like, it brings like so many memories of like middle school dances where like you finally dance with your crush. It's just like you just feel good. It's a boss song. So that's the song. That's what I'd want.
So there's an actual top three songs played in delivery rooms. And number three is this song right here. Sweet Child of Mine. As the dad is playing the air guitar.
Yeah, the guitar. Right. I was going to say.
That would be so producer Brad. All right, and then at number two, you have this.
Classic. We already got text on that one.
And at number one, we actually have Ariana Grande. Just keep breathing and
breathing and breathing. Lamaze anthem.
There it is. That's funny. What would be your baby delivery song? The song to come out to? Hit us up 877-971-HITS. You could call or text us there. Irene from Compton, good morning.
Good morning.
Woo, some harmonizing.
Irene from Compton, where the girls are popping, not from Whittier, where the girls are not that prettier.
Is that it?
That's right.
You just declared war across the 605 right now.
Irene, what would be your epic baby delivery song?
Circle of Life.
Mm. That's what I'm saying. I keep saying that one too, but my wife doesn't want
it. Like the music, it just like puts you in the mood, like the circle of life.
Especially the part, la cigüeña trajo una niña, bebé.
You know? Right?
All right, Irene. Well, thank you so much for backing me up on that. I'm going to try to slide it into the playlist.
All right. Congrats on your baby.
Thank you. Love you, girls. And Whittier loves you, too.
Yeah, right. It's war.
Bye.
Nicole from Upland, good morning.
Good morning.
What would you want your baby delivery song to be?
You know, it's actually really funny. It was my delivery song. It wasn't intentional, but I had my music on, and it was time to go. And the song Eminem and Rihanna, Love the Way You Lie, came on, the unedited version.
Oh, damn.
That's
the
funny.
Nurse was like... The nurse was like, do you want me to change it? And I'm like, no, it's motivating me.
Who lied to you, girl?
And that's what she came out to.
That's
Does it reflect any way in her personality? That's my concern with these songs here, is that you're going to like subtly, like subconsciously lay some personality traits on your kids.
You know what? And I thought about that because she is so sassy and she's either going to run a gang or she's going to end up being like a president because of her
Same
attitude,
thing.
I swear.
No gray area with this one.
Both involve lies.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Nicole, you are absolutely hilarious. Thanks for calling in. Love you. Have a great weekend.
All right. Love you guys. Take care. Bye. Just gonna
stand there and watch me. Jam.
I mean.
Making eye contact with your husband. You're just gonna stand there and watch me burn. I was like, give birth.
Feels like it at least.
Like you were lying to me. Yes.
We're a text aid, right?
What I love about the text board right now is that we have a lot of people being very thoughtful about it. Kayla, Josh, Karen from Torrance, you guys are wonderful. Jennifer and Ventura said Miss Independent by Kelly Clarkson. But those aren't the ones I want to highlight because you guys are taking this too serious. Because I know these texts are from dudes. Now, I can't prove it, but you guys be the judge of whether or not this was from a guy or a girl. This is from the 714.
Oh, no,
end of the world.
It's the end of you ever going out again.
Yeah. And then from the 310, this is probably my favorite. Oh man, it made me laugh out loud. Do you come from a land down under? The land down under. Oh, don't do that. Your wife will punch you right in the face.
There it is, man. Delivery room songs, epic. I love the range of different ideas.
The Chelsea Report.
Oh, man. Okay, so early this morning, Empire actor Jussie Smollett turned himself into Chicago police hours after he was charged with disorderly conduct for allegedly staging the racist and homophobic attack against himself last month. This is a lot. Just moments ago, Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson actually spoke in a press conference, and he detailed the investigation and even said that Jussie staged the attack because he was dissatisfied with his salary.
That's some BS right there, man.
Here's some audio.
We were treating Mr. Smollett like a victim. We might have had some peculiarities with the case, as we do with most cases. So we gave him the benefit of the doubt. But when we discovered the actual motive, quite frankly, it pissed everybody off. Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations? How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in this city in the face by making these false claims?
In the audio, he also said they interviewed more than 100 people and found more than 55 cameras with evidence against Jussie. Police think the scratches and bruises on his face were likely self-inflicted.
Wow.
They said at this point, the other persons of interest, the brothers that, you know, were involved in the attack, he said they're no longer suspects. There's actually phone records that show Jussie spoke to the brothers before and after the attack.
Is that why he was kind of keeping those close to his chest and didn't want to give them up?
Definitely.
Exactly. We are hearing he paid $3,500 to stage the attack. That's what he paid the brothers. And then I don't know if you guys saw this. This came out yesterday, but there was surveillance video footage of the brothers actually buying a red hat and the ski masks from a store the day before the assault.
So a couple things here. If this is true, that he totally made this up, because that's where I'm confused. Like, they're bringing out all this evidence, but doesn't there need to be like an actual case to convict him as guilty?
Well, I mean, it's going to go to trial, but of course, they charged him. Yeah, well, they charged him with a crime. So the police went to a prosecutor and they got a warrant for his arrest because they feel like they have a strong enough case to put him in jail for a class 4 felony for disorderly conduct. I don't think Chicago would be this public about it if they weren't pretty damn sure that he faked this entire thing.
And that's what's infuriating in all this, right? Is like, you take, if it's really true how this all developed, that you take the suffering of so many years that people have been attacked because of homophobia or because of racism, and you take that suffering to try to help out your own career. It is so gross.
It's disgusting.
This is true.
I mean, it's so bad. This is so bad that I am pretty confident that there will be legislation passed to make it a stiffer felony and a stiffer crime to fake hate crimes.
Right.
For any gender, ethnicity, everything. Because of the polarization it's had in this country. And then you throw in the political aspect, too, with the MAGA country stuff. That was so deliberate.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I believe in second chances for human beings, just not in acting. See ya, buddy. Like, I'm done with you.
And what he, basically, the charge of disorderly conduct is a class 4 felony, so he could face up to basically 2 to 3 years in prison, is what they're saying, if he's charged with it. But here's what's the crazy thing, you guys, is that his people, his team, his lawyers are still claiming he's innocent. Like, they released a statement, and this was before the Chicago PD came out and spoke just moments ago, but they still, when he basically turned himself in, his lawyer said, you know, he's still innocent. Like, so they're still sticking by that statement, which is crazy to me, because I also feel like him turning himself in was the lawyers knowing that they had a strong case against him and he didn't want to be arrested with the cameras around and stuff.
I think in that case it was like, hey, you have a choice here. Either we go pick you up or you can walk in. you know, and turn yourself in. And here's another spin to it. Do you think he'll ever reach a situation in this trial where they'll kind of blame the whole situation because on his character that he plays on Empire, in the sense that he has been attacked because he came out as an artist and so on and so forth, and say he got so developed in this, it's a psychological issue.
Yeah, but then that's a mental health thing, or I don't mean.
No, they're not going to get
blame
that.
None of that's going to stick. He's not going to get off on that.
None of that's going to stick. If he did this, there's no defense you can make. There's none that I think will win over any jury, given how big this was, given how much he had to gain from it all, and what he did, and what he did to this country. To be honest, like if he did it, I don't know why I'm even saying if at this point, because it just seems like blatantly obvious that he did it. He hasn't pled innocent yet. His lawyers are saying innocent. Lawyers don't. That means nothing. They're just not trying to say anything. I hope he gets the max. Yeah. See ya.
Yeah,
done
well,
with it.
I'll keep you guys updated. I'm sure we'll hear more tomorrow. It seems like every hour we get a new update. So that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
I got a text from Brian late last night going, yo, I'm in trouble with Jessica. It's such a dumb boyfriend thing. Can you guess what Brian did this time to get in trouble with her? She's an amazing girl. They have a long-distance relationship. She's out in Atlanta. Obviously, he's here in SoCal. Let me read some of these texts that just came in from the 310. Brian totally forgot their anniversary.
Uh-oh.
No, but I'm not sure what day that is either. So,
so that's to come in the future.
I mean, we kind of had.
Yeah.
I mean, bro, we kind of eased into it. You know what I mean? We had like a rolling start date on our relationship.
626. He forgot to check in after partying last night. Janelle from Walnut.
No, because she's 3 hours ahead of me. So if I did do a show last night, I was at the HaHa in North Hollywood, but I got home about 9:45. And I don't want to run the risk of waking her up at 12:45, but she's got to work on Thursday morning, so.
That's even worse than what
you
did.
Nah, I check in the morning. I'm like, hey, I'm up.
I'm alive.
Hello.
All right, last one from text. Rick in the 714. Oh, bro, he totally liked a hot girl's picture on Instagram. He's like, that always gets me in trouble.
Bro, that's like so year one, me in trouble. This is year two of our relationship. I don't do any of that.
What's your guess? What did Brian do?
Well, they're going away this weekend to Seattle. So I feel like it has to do with something like you didn't plan correctly, whether it's like a dinner reservation or I don't know why my head's going here, but maybe you didn't plan your flights to arrive around the same time. So she's annoyed. She has to wait at the airport, like something like that.
Well, that also happens. But I mean, there's only so much I can do, man. I got to do the show first.
Brian booked her flight and she's got like three layovers before getting to Seattle. Dude. And Brian's like, but I got a great deal.
Bro, I learned that lesson already once too, okay? Never book too many layovers. She's a direct flight kind of gal.
I get it.
All right, what did you do, bro?
Chelsea's close. It does have to do with planning. But so what happened was yesterday, we were talking in the studio before because Edgar said that he like randomly mentioned to Chelsea, do you have your wedding like dance song? And Chelsea's like, oh boy, do I?
Yeah.
like a list of them, right?
She literally pulled out her cell phone and showed me the playlist of wedding songs.
I made him listen to each one.
It's like chasing him around.
All right. No, hold on, here's the fifth one.
No shame.
So like I was like, hey, that's funny because I wonder what Jessica would say because she's pretty easy breezy. So I hit her up and I was like, hey, what would our wedding dance song be? And she goes, good question. I guess whatever you want it to be. But I don't want a wedding. And then, like, a weird, like, emoji face. Like, kind of, man, that seems a little bit short for even her sometimes. Because she's, like, got a sense of humor. But sometimes she's like, I don't really care about that stuff.
Right.
So, like, yesterday, I was kind of like, man, she's being kind of, like, snippy with me and stuff. So, I started talking to her. And I was like, what is wrong? Like, why are you upset? And she's like, oh, I don't know. Because you did absolutely nothing for Valentine's Day this last weekend. But here's the thing.
Wait, I thought you went to the spa or went like
took her
on
a hotel.
Staycation.
No, she took me to the hotel. So that she booked that. But here's the thing.
But you showed up.
Right. That's big. Okay, hold on.
Were the chocolate strawberries her too?
Those are room service. But
okay.
That wasn't like, it was her idea.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Like, she goes, you didn't really plan anything for Valentine's Day. We just, like, spent the weekend together. But I flew back. And she goes, well, I know. I just, you know, you didn't really do anything. You didn't put any effort in other than traveling. Like, Delta did all the effort, really, Brian. So
I'm like, but you, and this is why I blew it, man. This is such a boyfriend thing. I'm like, but you said you didn't want me to do anything special.
Yeah, well, that's a fail right there.
You told me to just come and we'd enjoy a relaxing weekend.
What we want and what we say are two completely different things. You've got to read the signs.
You got to fix that, man.
Such a rookie move, bro. That is totally a test. You failed that, bro.
Oh, I failed big because she was just like, she's like, I've been irritated about it all week. You didn't even get me a card. I'm like, I thought we agreed we weren't doing that.
I showed up and I didn't fall asleep this time.
You fell asleep, in fact. You fell asleep after dinner. I was wide awake.
As you could tell, our homie Brian needs some help.
I mean, boy. 2 years in, you know.
So working now...
Out. Isn't that long enough not to do this stuff?
Now they got this trip planned up north to Seattle this weekend to spend some time with Brian's family and so on and so forth. How can Brian make it up to his girlfriend? If you're in the situation and you were the girl, what would absolutely make it up to be like, yo, you forgot Valentine's Day. Now what should Brian do?
Surprise! Right? I wanted to do it a week later when things are cheaper and no one expects it.
Chanel purse.
No! Put that out there.
Flowers, bears, and cards are a lot cheaper right now, by the way.
Half price, yo.
Coming for you, CVS.
Shoot us a call or text.
Don't get it at CVS. Come on.
877-971-HITS. Pablito from LA. He's been in the doghouse before. How can Brian get out, bro?
I was in the doghouse, so I myself gave 5 foot roses.
Wait, 5 foot roses? Like the stem was 5 feet?
Yeah.
Bro, that's like 99% stem.
Where did you find those, bro?
Flowers.com, I believe, or basically those websites, the ones that, you know, the next day delivery flowers.
That's so funny, man. You brought in roses that look like a flag you were carrying.
Awesome. I didn't think of my symptoms, so when they arrived, she was like, well, the roses are almost my height. Just like
this is how much I'm sorry.
Pablito, thanks for calling in, bro. Appreciate you.
No, not a problem.
Will from LA, good morning.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up, Will? How should Brian make this up to his girl?
Brian, just take the girl to Hawaii, man.
Okay, done.
That was easy.
I mean, are you a travel agent? You got deals or something?
I wish, but I'm just saying. I went to Hawaii with my family a long time ago, and I went with a girl too, and she freaking loved it. So I think this girl will love it too.
All right,
just something to think about.
I know. Right now, I think she'd like me to just send her to Hawaii alone.
Good job, Brian.
Thanks, buddy. Uh-huh. Got support over here.
Appreciate that extra support right there, Will. Have a great weekend, bro.
Yeah, you too.
Good time. Just something to think about there, Brian. Hawaii, bro.
No biggie. Just Hawaii. Grab that out of your back pocket.
What are the texts saying, man?
Miss Charlotte from 917 says, sorry, Brian, laughing too much. To help you, you're a mess.
No.
Thank you for constructive criticism. From 323, they said, dinner. Food is always the best way to go. We've got from the 626, Brian's lucky to be breathing, so he may want to consider picking her up at the airport with a string quartet accompanying him.
Ooh, nice.
That's sweet.
Serenata right there.
Nancy from Ontario says, plan a nice romantic weekend with rose petals in the bed, a romantic evening dinner, champagne, and a massage session. So basically what I should have done last weekend. And then for the 66, well, you missed 90% off at Target and Walgreens. CVS might be your only option at this point, but you're going to get half-open candy and armless bears.
Chelsea did suggest CVS. So there you go.
No, I said don't do CVS.
Oh, don't?
No,
my bad.
I feel like you have to go to...
Babe, the receipt is how much I love you. Look how long it is. Forever.
And you get coupons. All right, so on Monday, we'll check in with you because you're going to meet up with her this weekend in Seattle, right?
Yeah, we're doing a murder mystery weekend in my hometown.
That's very romantic.
Like real life game of Clue. She loves that stuff.
So that's going to be awesome. Fun. We'll see how you end up doing. See if you are at a doghouse by Monday or not.
I've got Friday night. We're not seeing the family. So Friday night, I can do it. I can pull this off.
I believe in you, bro. Mm-hmm. Chelsea, do you believe in Brian?
Yeah.
I'd bet the under.
Yeah, I think you got this.
Brian's like, I don't believe in myself.
You guys are fools, man.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
We were talking earlier about what would be your delivery room song, that song that you would want to come out to the world. And this is what Nicole had to say. Check it out.
It was my delivery song. It wasn't intentional, but I had my music on, and the song Eminem and Rihanna, Love the Way You Lie, came on, the unedited version.
Oh, damn.
And that's
the
funny.
The nurse was like, do you want me to change it? And I'm like, no, it's motivating me.
Who lied to you, girl?
And that's what she came out to.
Does it reflect any way in her personality?
You know what? And I thought about that because she is so sassy, and she's either going to run a gang or she's going to end up being like a president because of her attitude, I swear.
Amazing.
Gang or be the president. There you go. Great future.
Both leaders of gangs.
Powerful woman right there. Yessi Ortiz coming up next, taking over your radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. Remember, don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy or your peace. Love you guys. Let's go.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.